Now, Tim did not get a chance to share any last week, and so I'm going to just give him a little opportunity to share with us a couple things and some really great things that God has shown him and done in his life. Now, Tim and I have been in a group together for many, many years, and we've had many conversations in group, outside of group. Tim's been a youth leader, so we've had conversations that were Christ-centered about God, about his word, about how he sees us and what he has for our lives for many, many years. And what I first want to do is just ask you this difficult question. What from Scripture do you think the purpose of your life is?
Well, we talked about this a little yesterday, and that's a tough question, but I've thought about that, and for me, I can't answer that without talking about God's love. Just like the song we sang just a minute ago about He knows our name. I mean, God was pursuing me when I was running from Him, and I finally gave my heart to Him when I was in my 20s, and you know, felt God's love, but really didn't understand it. And then when we came to Eastwood, I experienced God's love through you guys, through the loss of our son, through the loss of my dad, but also in just little ways every day, from Bible study to our men's group to people giving me a hug when we get back from Uganda, and not just loving me, but seeing how God has loved on others and how we love on one another here. There's a lot of miracles in this church, medical miracles and otherwise, especially changed hearts. And to me, that's what it goes back to, is, you know, the God of the universe loves me and who created all of this, so how can I not want to love him back? And hopefully others see Christ in me and be able to share that. And I feel like if I do that, then I can give him honor and glory and hopefully turn others towards Christ as well.
Well, you did think about that question. That is good. And what I like about Tim and talking with him is you can tell he just speaks from his heart. Now, I will tell you this, when I asked him that question yesterday, because I called him and I said, well, what are you talking about? What exactly, you know, how can I introduce? I asked him that question, and he said, and then answered it. And he answered it much shorter, without much in his life, but he answered it the same way, that his purpose in life was to love God, who had loved him. And his purpose was to glorify and honor God by loving other people that God created. And how important do you think it is to know your purpose? How has that changed your life, to be able to focus that? Because you could ask a lot of people, you could come up and say, why has God got you on this earth? What is your purpose? And they could not answer that question. You drew a breath and you answered it a lot more elaborately and better today, but you still could answer it. Knowing what your purpose here on earth is, what does that do for you?
Well, it brings joy to your life. It brings purpose to your life. It brings a fulfillment that I'm not going to have any other way. And I don't feel that when I'm looking inward. When I focus it towards God and towards others, then you feel like you've got real meaning in your life.
Now, let me ask you this. We went on this trip, and there was something that God put on your heart that was a burden that I heard over and over you're talking about. But what purpose did God lay on your heart for this trip for you?
Well, one of the things, we had a rest day in between the two crusades, and we had the opportunity to go on a safari. And my wife knows that I love animals. We've got a lot of animal prints in our house, and that was something that I was really tempted to do, especially the last night when they were talking about it so much. But it just felt like that's not what God wanted me to do. And, you know, I prayed even the night before on Friday night that God would just give us the opportunity to make connection with somebody. You know, hopefully, you know, Jonathan Barrett and I were talking about, we wanted to be able to play with some kids, you know, hoping that would happen. Didn't look like it was going to happen, but Obviously it did. He blessed us, overflowing.
It's interesting because from the time we went in our discussions and we get to with McCombie or whatever, that was a constant question that was kind of on the back of his mind. He kept asking, what can we do on that day off? And for some reason, God had called in his heart and said, I want you to connect on that day with kids. And it was kind of a driving, guiding force. Now, everybody on the team didn't feel that. I didn't feel that. We had some who felt called to go on a safari, and they went. And coming back, the difference that that trip made in the lives of the interpreter that went was incredible. So we're called to different things. But you knew your purpose that God was calling you for. And it was in line with what you were doing. I want to put this question up. This is a tough question. Are the desires of your heart things that line up with God's word? That's a very, very important question. Now, I've known Tim for a long time, and I know this, that he listens to and desires to know what God wants him to do. He looks at God's word and he tries to obey God's word. He wants God's word to change and transform his heart so that more and more each day he thinks and acts and responds like Christ and less like the old self-centered Tim, which is a battle, right?
Absolutely.
But he looks to see whether or not his heart and the desires of his heart line up with Scripture's. And he has seen through Scripture that God has a purpose bigger than his life. That God not only loves him, but God loves the world. And that God, for some strange reason, has chosen you to be a partner with him, just like he has all of us. And that God can powerfully show himself through you. And so when you look at the world now, you see the world less in perspective of how it can satisfy and meet your needs, and more as in what God's purpose for the people you come in contact could be. And so that's a question that all of us need to stop and ask ourselves in reality, because God will work in our lives. He will reveal things to us in our lives. Our relationship is dependent upon how we answer that question. Not only that, the way God works in our life is. Because if our life is in line with his purposes and we are following him, let me tell you, he's leading us to green pastures. He's leading us beside still waters. He is going to prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He will take care of us and pour out all kinds of blessing and the oil of joy upon us if we are going where he wants us to go. But God does not pour those same blessings on us when we are walking in the opposite direction. God does not work to satisfy our souls in a place that has pushed him out and is centered on ourselves. And so it is very important for us to look and see, are the desires of our heart in line with what God's word says? And I will tell you this, if you're not interested in knowing what God's word says about what your life should be reflecting, then the answer to that is probably no. And so searching for God's word and what he wants to do is very, very important. And I just wanted to kind of, that's it. Now, don't run over and get the Gatorade. I'm just kidding. But that is an important thing that I have seen in your life and seen how God has used that as you have grown. Now, I want to ask you this question. How did you struggle with this even the night before that rest day came about?
Well, it wasn't an easy decision. Bill makes me sound a lot better than I really am. because when they were talking about it, when we were sitting there eating supper, I thought, man, you can still go. Man, I wrestled with it because it sounded good. I mean, Kathy's got the paperwork, and all the stuff there, talking about how exciting it would be, made it a whole lot easier for me not to go when they knew they had to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
You love animals, but not that much.
But I knew in my heart that I would regret it if I had missed the opportunity to connect with somebody God had set up rather than going on the safari. And not that, you know, anybody that went is any less spiritual than me. You know, doesn't have anything to do with it. I just felt like that's what God wanted me to do, and he did.
And there's a verse that we have been really talking about a lot the last year, and that is, and all of you know this verse, I know all the youth know it because we go over it over and over and over, but come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. And as that has started to sink into his heart, that's that driving force. He wants to connect with people. He wants to influence people for Christ. And you can do that in many ways. God may have called him to go to safari, but you know what? We had people who were already called there, and we had enough people there to minister to the people who were there. For some reason, God called him to minister at that hotel. And what was interesting about it is that every time he turned around, the answer was
no.
No. There is no possible way we can do that. It started off that he asked me about it. We didn't know what the plans were. Then he asked McCombie about it. McCombie didn't answer because McCombie knew he was going to, we didn't know at the time, but McCombie was going to be 2 hours away. And he didn't have contacts right around there. We were just kind of in a hotel in the middle of a place that was not connected with anything that he had. He had a wedding going on that day. So everywhere it went, it seemed like the answer was no. As a matter of fact, he even asked the people at the hotel, and the answer was
no.
No. And so that was an interesting event as we moved on. But what happened was God had plans beyond what we thought, and his prayer was that God would enable him to connect with people that day, especially kids. And through a series of events, God answered that prayer. And God answered that prayer in spite of them saying, no, you can't do it. God led us to really have a little encounter earlier in the morning with one of the people on staff that touched his heart for Christ. And he wanted to do something for us. And so when the guard had said, you can't go out there, it's too dangerous, this guy came and said, we'll bring the kids in. And so they brought the kids in to what amounts to a fortress where they were not ever allowed to come in, and allowed us to play with them and really, in some respects, destroy the garden. But you were able to do what God wanted, and there were many things that happened through that that you were not even aware were going to happen. But when we look back on it, we see how God used that interest to orchestrate all kinds of things that he did in many different people. I just want to ask you this question. How do you feel God fulfilled the desires of your heart through that one, I guess you'd have to say, little miracle he did in allowing you to interact with the kids?
Just got to see how faithful God is through prayer that night, because it didn't look like it was going to happen. When we got up that morning and the bus driver said, we got to go back over to the other hotel, so we left, and we didn't get back to almost 2 o'clock, ate lunch at 2 o'clock. I mean, it was getting on up in the afternoon and nothing had happened, and I didn't think it was going to happen. And a young man that we met, and Jonathan Barrett is as much a part of this story as I am, because you know his desire with kids. I mean, we're, like Bill said, we're in a fortress, but that ain't gonna slow Jonathan Barrett down. You know, he's out the gate, and we're outside playing with the kids, and the guard's like, it's not a good idea. And finally, the guy let us bring the kids in, and It's just an answer to prayer, just to see how much he loved us to let us do that, and be able to just touch the lives of those kids just in a really small way, just by getting to interact with them and give them a drink of water, give them some snacks, and get your picture made with them.
We found out they were street kids and they hadn't eaten, they had no food, so we were able to give them a cup of cold water, well, a bottle of water, some food to do, all those things as it came out. What did God bring to your heart through all that?
Oh, wow. I mean, just a sense of awe of, in him, to see how he would answer that. I'm looking at those kids, and you know, the memories come back of the things they said and the things we did with them, and you hope somehow in God's majestic plan that he can use that encounter we had with them to touch their lives for Christ. And you know, we didn't get to spend a lot of time with them, you know, 3-4 hours maybe, but you know, it touches me and shows me more about who God is than anything else.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. And